From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now to one of the regions that Georgia and Russia are fighting over, South Ossetia. That's where the conflict began earlier this month. The Russians have promised to withdraw from Georgian territory, although there's little sign of that. The future of South Ossetia is a different story. Russia's actions on the ground suggest the Kremlin may be planning to redraw the region's map. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from South Ossetia.
In the devastated South Ossetian capital, Skhinvali, a residential neighborhood of small two-story houses has been reduced to piles of rubble. Izolda Kutieva's home was hit by shelling during ferocious street fighting. She says Russia has to control South Ossetia to ensure that never happens again.
We've been part of Russia since the 18th century. It was only under the Soviet Union that Ossetia was split, and South Ossetia was given to Georgia. This is the land of our ancestors, and the Georgians have no claim to it.
Skhinvali will take a long time to rebuild, but the Russian Emergency Corps of Engineers is already putting up scaffolding around hospitals, schools, and other bullet-ridden buildings. Russia has supported this isolated, impoverished region since it broke away from Georgia in the early 1990s. After Tbilisi tried to retake control earlier this month, Moscow responded with overwhelming force, destroying the Georgian military and occupying much of Georgia. In Skhinvali, as in the rest of South Ossetia, there are Russian military trucks, tanks, and soldiers everywhere. The Russians are in charge here, and Ilyanyura Bidoeva, deputy head of the South Ossetian government, says that's just what the South Ossetians want.
We want to be recognized as an independent republic as soon as possible, and then we'll join Russia. This land has never been part of Georgia.
Russia's foreign minister has said Georgia can forget about any intention to get South Ossetia back, even though the ceasefire Moscow signed with Tbilisi says both sides must withdraw their forces to positions they held before the conflict began, and that the region's status will be decided in future negotiations. Russia says Georgia has no right to rule South Ossetia because it attempted to carry out genocide against the South Ossetians. But Tbilisi has long accused Moscow of wanting to annex South Ossetia. Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili.
The goal of this operation is not only to seize and annex parts of Georgian territory, but they clearly said that the goal of this operation is the change of democratically elected government of Georgia.
Russia's humiliating occupation of large swaths of Georgian territory and reports of wide-scale looting by Russian troops appear aimed at dismantling Georgia's infrastructure, strangling its economy, and paralyzing its government. And Moscow says even after its troops withdraw from positions deep inside the country, Russian forces will remain indefinitely in buffer zones around South Ossetia and another breakaway region, Abkhazia. Some believe that means Moscow plans to keep that territory in Georgia proper for itself. 40 miles from Skhinvali, the occupied Georgian city of Gori is half deserted. Residents are nervous, but many are still defiant. Ariel Kasradze says Georgia will never give up Abkhazia and South Ossetia. That's out of the question, he says. Russia is only using the conflicts in those regions to take Georgia's territory, but we'll always remain free, he says. Asked what makes him sure, he replies, the West will help us. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Skhinvali, South Ossetia.